ஓமக்யானதிமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜனஞ்சனசலக்கய சக்ஷுருமிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. வந்தே ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நித்யானந்தௌ சகோதிதௌ கௌதுதய புஷ்பவந்தௌ சித்தௌஷந்தௌ தமோனுதௌ. Today is the most auspicious day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. We will sing, I intend to speak on Lord Nityananda, to glorify Lord Nityananda on the basis of Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and particularly with a focus on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision of Lord Nityananda and the heart of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we will sing two songs. And the first one, both songs are related to the marketplace of the holy name of the Lord. And it's very significant that our expert team of pujaris and helpers in decorating, they have shown the holy name board of Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda. This is very much related. And particularly Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he is the owner, the proprietor of the marketplace of the holy name of the Lord, Namahata. Namahata. It's a marketplace where there is no crisis. Like in the present marketplace, there is a big worldwide crisis. I was reading recently that a big percentage of people are having difficulties to get basic food, and therefore that's one of the reasons why there are so many revolutions in the Muslim countries like Tunis, Egypt, now Algeria, now Morocco also. So this is happening because the people are starving. So in the material marketplace, there is starvation, there is bankruptcy. In the marketplace of the holy name of the Lord, there is no bankruptcy, but there is unlimited wealth to be distributed, to be shared with everybody. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has revealed this in these songs, and therefore we are going to sing them and then discuss further. The translation of the first song, Nadiya Godrume, many of you are familiar with the song. The translation is as follows. In the land of Nadia, on the island of Godrum, the magnanimous Lord Nityananda has opened up the marketplace of the holy name meant for the deliverance of all fallen souls. And then there's the line which repeats again and again. When it repeats in English, please help me. Refrain, yes. Refrain is the first line, and also Shraddhavanjanahe. O people of faith, Shraddhavanjanahe. O people of faith, by the order of Lord Gauranga, O brothers, I beg these three requests of you. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and teach others about Krishna. Being careful to remain free of offenses, just take the holy name of Lord Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, and Krishna is the treasure of your life. Giving up all sinful activities, carry on your worldly duties only in relation to Lord Krishna. The showing of compassion to other souls By loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna is the essence of all forms of religion. Nadi jago drume nityananda makachan Nadi jago drume nityananda makachan Pati jache namakata jivera karan Pati jache namakata jivera karan Shradavan janake Shradavan janake Shradavan janake Shradavan janake Prapura gyai bhai magiye bhika Prapura gyai bhai magiye bhika Bolo Krishna, bajo Krishna, Guru Krishna shika. Bolo Krishna, bajo Krishna, Guru Krishna shika. Shradavan janake, Shradavan janake. Shradavan janake, Shradavan janake. Aparada shunya goye loka Krishna nam. Aparada shunya goye loka Krishna nam. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Shradavan Janake, Shradavan Janake. Shradavan janake, Shradavan janake. Krishna rasam sara guru chariyana char. Krishna rasam sara guru chariyana char. Jivedoya Krishna Nama Sarva Dharma Sar Jivedoya Krishna Nama Sarva Dharma Sar Shradavan Janake Shradavan Janake Shradavan janake, Shradavan janake. Nadi jago drume nityananda makachan. Nadia Godrume, Nityananda Makachan. Pati Jace Namakata, Jivarakaran. Pati Jace Namakata, Jivarakaran. Shradavan Janake, Shradavan Janake. Shradavan Janake, Shradavan Janake. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nitai Gaura Karibal, 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 Gaura Karibal. Shri Nityananda Ram ki jai. There are some sheets missing. I have some more here. It's a different version, but it's good. Krishna Das Prabhu, will you play harmonium? And then someone can play mandanga, he can play kartals if someone give me, please. Okay, I need one of these. Some more, anyone missing? Sorry about the mixed up. So this song is entitled, also by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, The Song of the Broker. Borosuker Kaborgai Kodanitai. The translation is as follows. I'm singing news of the greatest happiness. At the place known as Surabhi Kunj in Srinavadvipdham, The marketplace of the holy name has now been opened, and Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor. So Kora Nitai, the meaning is, he is the proprietor, he is the owner of the marketplace. This is the, who you told me, please help me again. Refrain, thank you. Such wonderful things are going on in that blissful marketplace. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is selling the pure holy name wholesale, merely for the price of one's faith. So that's the only price. We only pay with faith. You don't need money. Even if you are bankrupt, you pay with faith. Not in this world, but to receive the holy name, only faith. Seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase the name, Lord Nityananda first examines each of them to test their qualification. So he's checking everyone. He's looking. Okay, are you qualified? Are you qualified? Are you qualified? Are you qualified? He's examining. Then he sells them the name by bargaining for his price accordingly. If we don't have enough faith, he says, okay, come on, give a little more. Come on, chant a few more rounds. Come on, pay more attention. What are you doing? Stop watching internet films. Chant. Just chant. Give a little more. Little more. Oh, my dear friends, if you really want to buy this pure holy name, then just come along with me. For I am now going to meet with this Nityananda Mahajan. This is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, great devotee of Lord Nityananda, our great Acharya, speaking, inviting us. Okay, come along, let's go. I have something good to offer. Join me. Thus, you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. I will also take my due commission. We also can do that. We can take commission. Like nowadays, there are many of these pyramidal businesses. Do you know about that? These pyramidal businesses. People, they say, you put a little money, and you get a lot of money. And many people are cheated like that. Recently, even some devotees were cheated in one place that I will not say where. Not here, not Radhadesh. But elsewhere, some devotees were cheated. Because some person said, you come, you put some money, and you get 8 times more. You just deposit it with one person. They have a place, a house, an office. Everything looks okay. They have meetings, and they get fired up about investing money in order to earn more money. And what they have to do, for every person they bring in, they get a commission. They get a certain percentage. So say, for example, they get one person that puts 1,000 euro, and for that person they get, I forgot the percentage, but certain percentage of money they get for each person. So if they get 8 people, they invested 1,000, the original investor, and he gets 8,000. So everyone gets very greedy with that. I don't have to work so much. I just put a little money. It's easy. It's very easy. But then suddenly, after they have invested a lot of money, I know today is not the day to get into business. It's about another business. But because it is related, I'm telling you, so that you can prevent also if a cheater comes to you with these proposals. So after you have invested money, suddenly you go there, and the place, the office, everything is dismantled. There is nobody there. And your money is dismantled for you, not for the person who made the business. So this is a system of commission in the material world. You get commission, but it is always uncertain. You make investment in the stock market, there is a lot of uncertainty. What's going to happen? It is not sure. But this investment in Lord Nityananda's, you get someone to chant the glory of Lord Nityananda, to chant the holy name of Krishna with faith, following the instructions of Lord Nityananda, and then you get commission. And it doesn't matter how poor you are, you get commission. And people may wonder, how come that this fool is getting mercy? Because you get commission. You invest in other people. You engage other people in the holy name of the Lord. And even if you are more than qualified, you get commission. That's what happened. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying this. That's you, oh my dear friends. If you really want to buy this pure holy name, then just come along with me, for I am now going to meet with this Nityananda Mahajan. Thus you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. I will also take my due commission, and in this way all three of us will fulfill our desires. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is so extraordinarily merciful, accepting only one's faith in the holy name. He bestows the topmost divine bliss. When Nitai sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the name of Gaura, he instantly gives his support to that person. So especially he is very fond of seeing people glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with feeling. That's the idea of the tear, with feeling. Then he gives all support. He instantly gives his support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences. He gives that person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna as found in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. While displaying all this inconceivable mercy, he pays no attention to one's caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. Everyone is eligible. Now, dear friends, please reject all of Maya's entangling snares. If you are a householder, then just remain at your home. If you are renowned, then just live in the forest. Either way, nothing more will trouble you. It doesn't matter who we are, what we do in terms of organizing our life, family, monastic life, whatever type of life, if we take shelter of the holy name of Krishna, abandoning all the tricks of Maya, then no trouble will affect us. We no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel, for the most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even to the lowest among men, human being. Bhaktivinoda loudly calls out and proclaims to all, other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no shelter. Little higher, is possible?
Boro sukher kabor gai, boro sukher kabor gai. Boro sukher kabor gai, boro sukher kabor gai. Boro suker kabor gai, boro suker kabor gai. Zura bikundete namerkatkuletxe. Zura bikundete namerkatkuletxe. Koranitai, koranitai. Koranitai, koranitai. Boro mojar katatai, boro mojar katatai. Boro mojar katatai, boro mojar katatai. Shraddha mulye shuddha nama seikhatete bikai. Shraddha mulye shuddha nama seikhatete bikai. Koranitai, koranitai. Koranitai, koranitai. Jata bhakta vrindavasi, jata bhakta vrindavasi. Jata bhakta vrindavasi, jata bhakta vrindavasi. Adhikari deke nama deche daro kashi. Adhikari deke nama deche daro kashi. Koranitai, koranitai. Koranitai, koranitai. Jadi nama kimbe bai, jadi nama kimbe bai. Jadi nama kimbe bai, jadi nama kimbe bai. Amar sange chalo maka janer kache jai. Amar sange chalo maka janer kache jai. Koranitai, koranitai. Koranitai, koranitai. Tumi kimbe Krishna nam, tumi kimbe Krishna nam. Tumi kimbe Krishna nam, tumi kimbe Krishna nam. Dasturi loibo ami purna kabe kam. Dasturi loibo ami purna kabe kam. Koranitai, koranitai. Koranitai, koranitai.
Borodoyal Nityananda, Borodoyal Nityananda. Borodoyal Nityananda, Borodoyal Nityananda. Shraddha Matra Loye Dehen Paramananda. Shraddha Matra Loye Dehen Paramananda. Koranitai, Koranitai. Koranitai, Koranitai. Ek bar dekhle chakshe jal, ek bar dekhle chakshe jal. Ek bar dekhle chakshe jal, ek bar dekhle chakshe jal. Gaura bole nitai den sakala sambal. Gaura bole nitai den sakala sambal. Koranitai, Koranitai. Koranitai, Koranitai. Den Shuddha Krishna Shiksha, Den Shuddha Krishna Shiksha. Den Shuddha Krishna Shiksha, Den Shuddha Krishna Shiksha. Jati dana vidya bala na kore apeksha. Jati dana vidya bala na kore apeksha. Koranitai, Koranitai. Koranitai, Koranitai. Amani chare maya jal, amani chare maya jal. Amani chare maya jal, amani chare maya jal. Griheta ko vaneta ko nata ke janjal. Griheta ko vaneta ko nata ke janjal. Koranitai, Koranitai. Koranitai, Koranitai. Arnai ko kalir boy, Arnai ko kalir boy. Arnai ko kalir boy, Arnai ko kalir boy. Achandale den nama nitai doya moi. Achandale den nama nitai doya moi. Koranitai, Koranitai. Koranitai, Koranitai. Bhakti Vinod Rakhi Koi, Bhakti Vinod Rakhi Koi. Bhakti Vinod Rakhi Koi, Bhakti Vinod Rakhi Koi. Nitai Charan Vina Arnahi Ashray. Nitai Charan Vina Arnahi Ashray. Koranitai, Koranitai. Koranitai, Koranitai. Boro sukher kabor gai, boro sukher kabor gai. 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 Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Namahata ki jai. So here there is a message from the kitchen. Hare Krishna Maharaj. There is a special chance to get Nityananda's mercy in the kitchen. Please try to inspire somebody, anybody. Jati dana vidyabala nakore apeksha. Brahman bhagishya kshatriya shudra brahmachari grihasta vanaprastha sanyasi. Anything. Everyone is eligible. There is total Christ situation. There will be only sweets and rice if nobody will come and cook or help or wash dishes. There are no clean dishes at the moment. It seems that to inspire, don't go everybody, no. I want some audience also to. thank you very much. 4 devotees or 5 are going spontaneously. 6? Is that 6? More boys. I don't know how many you need. Don't go everybody. Anyway, those who are not needed, come back. You can go also after the Abhishek, you can go to give the final push also. That's possible as well. So this section of Sri Nityananda, descriptions of the glories of Lord Nityananda as the founder of the Namahata, the marketplace of the holy name of the Lord, Krishna's holy name. This is a very important aspect of the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Because it is by the mercy of Sri Nityananda that we get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the mercy of both of them, started by Sri Nityananda and his servants, we get the holy name of Krishna, which is the process to cross over the ocean of material existence. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressing his Shikshastaka prayers. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. He expressing his Shikshastaka prayers. Chetto Darpanam Marjanam Baba Mahadavakni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamritta Svadhanam Sarvatma Snaparam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. He offers prayers to the Shri Krishna Sankirtan, the movement because it is composed by many people. The Sankirtan movement is the glorification of the holy name of the Lord in community. The idea is that the whole world becomes a community, worldwide community. Yes, global village, but what type of global village? The global village which will be a boat that will take us across, the global village of the holy name of the Lord, the Sankirtan global village. And with that Sankirtan global village, by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can cross over the ocean of material existence on this boat of the holy name of the Lord, boat brought by Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda. And even if it looks, apparently it looks small, we could say how many people fit on that boat. But actually it is very big. It is like Matsya Avatara, the fish incarnation. He manifested in the beginning as a small fish. And then the devotee Satyavrata brought some water for him. He was asking for water. So he put the fish in a bucket of water. Then the fish grew. He needed more water, so he created a lake for the fish. He put the fish there. He grew. Then he created a bigger lake. The fish grew more. Then he put the fish on the ocean, and the fish grew more, and even the ocean was not enough for him. So the mercy of Lord Nityananda expands. We start with a very little chanting. One person starts chanting. Srila Prabhupada started chanting alone in Tompkins Square Park in New York. And a few people joined him. And then these people started to chant. And these people, these devotees, started to organize chanting in many different places. And many of them, although materially they were unqualified, they traveled all over the world following the desire of Srila Prabhupada and carrying this transcendental boat, inviting everyone to join the boat. And everyone, people all over the world joined. And now we have a worldwide community, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where many people from all kinds of social backgrounds, social, cultural, financial situations, with different talents, some people very talented, other people apparently not so talented, materially speaking, although many times with very powerful hidden talents that they do not appreciate, or we do not appreciate. Sometimes we have abilities that we don't acknowledge. And those abilities are given to us by Krishna in order to be used. So all kinds of people, they join this boat, and this worldwide community is growing. And the worldwide community of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is not limited to one organization. It's expanding. It's for everybody. Many people are chanting the holy name, even though they may be very independent-minded and they are not connected to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And all this is the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and his servants. So this is one very important aspect, and we find this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent Sri Nityananda Prabhu to preach to Bengal. You may remember that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life when he was 24 years old in his Leela, and he went to Jagannath Puri. And among the associates who came with him to Jagannath Puri, Sri Nityananda Prabhu was present. He accompanied him. He was a constant associate of the Lord. He could not bear to live separated from him. In the beginning, for many years, 20 plus years, maybe 30 years, he was waiting in separation to meet his Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had appeared in Nadia. And later on, Sri Nityananda, he had to separate from the Lord. He couldn't bear being separated from his Lord. He went to Jagannath Puri. He was a constant companion of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya sent him. He said, "You go to Bengal. I will stay here. You go to Bengal and spread the holy name of the Lord to everybody, to any person, to the people, less cultured people. You go and you spread the holy name of the Lord." For Lord Nityananda, this was a very heavy request. Can you imagine? You are waiting for so many years to get united with your Lord, with your heart and soul. And then when you are with him, he tells you, "No, you go. You go and you spread the holy name of the Lord." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave one blessing that he said that wherever you will be dancing, I will be there personally. And therefore we find many leelas, or at least several leelas, in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears when Lord Nityananda is performing his dance or his pastimes. Not every devotee was able to see it, but some devotees who got mercy, they were able to perceive it. For example, it happened when Sri Nityananda gave the instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami to organize the Panihati festival, a big festival for all the devotees. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to partake of the prasad and to participate in the kirtan and the glorification of the Lord. Because this was a program organized by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So the Vaishnava Acharyas have taught us that it is not possible to attain the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless we get the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The greatest example, the classical example, is the liberation of Jagai and Madai. Most of you are familiar. Jagai and Madai, they were so sinful that all of us together, even if some of us may, of course you are not purified, you are Vaishnavas, but even if we look back and from the technical point of view, we could say, okay, those of us who we have performed so many sinful activities prior to chanting Hare Krishna, and we may still be committing sinful activities consciously or unconsciously, even though we are chanting Hare Krishna. So, still, all our sinful activities put together will not make not even 1% 1 millionth part of the sinful activities that Jagai and Madai had committed. We can imagine how big the sinful activities of Jagai and Madai were. And they were so sinful that even though Lord Nityananda came to give mercy to them, they beat Lord Nityananda, and even one of them, Madai, wanted to kill Lord Nityananda. So much hate he had. Of course he was drunk, but still he had so much hate that he wanted to kill Lord Nityananda. And by his mercy, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Madai was delivered. Even Madai, who wanted to kill him. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as you know, he was ready to kill the offenders. But because Sri Nityananda pleaded to him, asking, please, have mercy, you have come to give mercy. Please, if you deliver them, then your merciful power will be proven to everyone. Please give mercy unto them. Due to the mercy of Sri Nityananda, even those two sinners were delivered, and it became visible to everyone that all the black sinful reactions were transferred from the bodies of Jagai and Madai to the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the golden transcendental body of Mahaprabhu became blackish. Blackish. And Sri Advaita Acharya, in ecstasy, he said, "Oh, Shyam Sundar." But was actually blackish from the sins of Jagai and Madai. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that all these sinful reactions, now you are free. Just do not commit any more sinful reactions, sinful activities. Just chant the holy name of the Lord in the association of Vaishnavas. And all these sinful reactions, what I do with them, I send them to those who offend Vaishnavas. Let those who offend Vaishnavas get all these accumulated sinful reactions. Therefore, we should be extremely careful to prevent, to avoid. We should avoid offending Vaishnavas. We should serve everybody, and especially we should serve Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord. If we offend Vaishnavas, we are doomed. If we curse Vaishnavas, we are cursed. If we criticize Vaishnavas, we are finished. Because they are very dear by the Lord. They are very dear. So, Sri Nityananda Prabhu he has spread the holy name of the Lord. He is known a little bit about Tattva. Sometimes we start with Tattva in the beginning and then mission after, but it doesn't matter. We can do it the other way around also. Nityananda Tattva. Nityananda Tattva is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in Adi Lila, chapter 5. It is entitled The Glories of Sri Nityananda Balaram. And Sri Kaviraj Goswami, it is significant that all the great biographers, those who compose the sacred biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them were great devotees of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. They got the mercy of Sri Nityananda. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, he is there. Actually, he is known as the Vyasadev of Sri Chaitanya's pastimes. His first chapter is dedicated to invoke the mercy of Lord Balaram, who is none different from Lord Nityananda. So he's a devotee of Lord Balaram. Because Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. He's the original spiritual master who gives mercy to everybody. He's the first servant of the Lord. We were discussing this briefly 3 days ago. Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. And he is non-different from Krishna. In identity, Kaviraj Goswami says, they are non-different. The program after the lecture is Abhishek and the Pujaris are preparing. I welcome the Pujaris to prepare to set up everything for the Abhishek so we don't have to later on. Some devotees may have services after so we don't have to make everyone wait later on. Or then less devotees may be here because they have to go. So please, the Pujaris, if you heard, yeah? I hope. Yeah. I was saying that everything can be prepared, even if we are doing the lecture, so that we can link. How long it will take? 15. Okay, it's okay. We have time for questions then. But feel free to prepare. So it's... So... Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. And we cannot, he's the first servant of the Lord. Therefore, he's the spiritual master. Spiritual master means servant. If a spiritual master is not servant, then he is not a spiritual master, even if he has a label as a spiritual master. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he is in identity, we were saying, Kaviraj Goswami says, in identity, he is non-different from Sri Krishna. Sri Balaram. He's the first expansion. But in body, he has a separate body. Why does he take a separate body? He takes a separate body to experience and to teach service. And he appears in every time that the Lord descends, Avatara, to this world. Every time he appears as his brother, he constant companion to assist him in his mission. And he expands himself in many different ways. Srila Prabhupada explains in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Balaram expands in 5 forms. Anyone remembers? Any remembers or any guesses that you have read? The paraphernalia is a further expansion of one of the forms. Mahasankarshan, which is the gigantic spiritual expansion that sustains all the spiritual worlds from whom all the Vishnus manifest. So Mahasankarshan. Can you? Más fuerte, por favor. Pradyumna and Aniruddha, not exactly, although they are expansions, they are Chaturvyuha, but they are not described as direct expansions of Mahasankarshan. Mahavishnu, the Vishnu who originates the material universes. Ananta Shesha, from whom the paraphernalia expands. He transforms himself in paraphernalia. Shesha, it's a form to serve the Lord. Shirodakachaya Vishnu, the super soul within everyone's heart. Yes, within every soul, every person. And therefore, he is known as Chaitya Guru, the Guru of the heart. Lord Balaram, the original spiritual master, he's also in our heart, as Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, and in the universe, in Sveta Dweep, in the White Island. And one more, we're missing one. Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, from whom Brahma, the creator of the universe, becomes manifest. So, Lord Balaram expands in these 5 forms. So Kaviraj Goswami explains how Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he is that very same Lord Balaram who appeared in Krishna Lila and who was accepting different roles in relation to Krishna, sometimes as elder brother and protector. He was protecting Krishna, his younger brother. Sometimes as his friend, as elder brother and guru, some describe also, he will accept Krishna's massage. Lord Krishna will massage his legs. Sometimes he will play as friends. They will fight. Like two bulls, they put their heads against each other, so they will put their head against each other and fight. And sometimes Lord Balaram will be his servant. That very same Lord Balaram appears in Ram Lila as Lakshman, as younger brother. And he obeys all the instructions given by Lord Ramachandra, and he's ready to sacrifice everything for him. He tolerates anything and everything. That very same personality of Godhead, that very same divine identity, supreme divine identity, appears as Sri Nityananda Prabhu to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his distribution of love of Godhead to each and every person without discrimination. And Kaviraj Goswami describes how he received the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Anyone remembers how he received the mercy? What happened? Some of you may remember. And you don't have to get all the details. You may have heard or read this in the past, and it's a bit nebulous, but you can guess it. He had a dream. And Lord Nityananda appeared in that dream. what happened in that dream. He told him, Lord Nityananda appeared and told him, go to Vrindavan. He was dancing. There is a very beautiful picture. I don't know if you have we any Adi Lila one here? Is it here? Can anyone look, please? In case it is, we can pass the picture around. Lord Nityananda was, he could see very clearly, it was not an ordinary dream, it was not a nebulous dream, it was a very clear dream. He was having a divine revelation in that dream. And he could see that all the different parts of the transcendental body, Lord Nityananda's transcendental body, they were perfectly formed. His lotus eyes, his hands, arms, extremely beautiful, like lotus flowers, indescribably beautiful. And Sri Nityananda was dancing. He was accompanied by Gauhar associates. They were singing, playing music. And he had a red stick. And he was moving it around. He was dancing. And he was pronouncing with a very deep voice, Krishna, Krishna, singing and dancing. And then he told Krishnadas, Krishnadas, go to Vrindavan. He was in Bengal, very far away. And there were not cheap airplane fares, nor train. There were not good locomotion ways to reach Vrindavan easily. But Lord Nityananda told him, Krishnadas, go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, you will attain everything. So then, Krishnadas, who was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, he's a disciple of Lord Nityananda. He woke up, and when he woke up, actually in the dream, he fainted. He fainted, then he woke up, and sunrise was already there. He missed Mangalarti. But it was not an ordinary missing of Mangalarti. It was a very special one, unique. And then immediately at that very moment, he departed to Vrindavan. Who remembers how come that Sri Nityananda got the mercy, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami got the mercy of Sri Nityananda? According to his own analysis, what was the factor which made him qualified for that? Very good. So it was related to one devotee of Lord Nityananda, and Kaviraj Goswami explains that incident to show the mercy of Lord Nityananda and the power of the devotees of Lord Nityananda. There was one devotee named Minaketam Ramdas. Minaketam Ramdas, he was a very faithful, very dear, what we will call an ecstatic devotee of Lord Nityananda. He didn't have inhibitions. He was very, very ecstatic. He will do anything to glorify Lord Nityananda. So he was invited to the house of Kaviraj Goswami, the family. Like in Vrindavan, families, they have temples. So the family of Kaviraj Goswami had a place, a temple. And Minaketam Ramdas, he was like Lord Nityananda. You know that Lord Nityananda, or most of you know, Many times he was, he's known also as Avadut, Avaduta Nityananda. Avadut means he does not follow conventional social rules. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes he doesn't follow. But it is not that he doesn't follow because he's a mundane anarchist and he doesn't want to follow anyone nor anything. It's not that. Or because he wants to challenge the authority because his father didn't train him well, and then therefore he challenged every authority figure, whoever that may be. No, that was not the case. Avaduta means, a real Avaduta is someone who does not follow conventional rules because he's so absorbed in transcendence that sometimes he misses the point of social rules. And he forgets of himself. And therefore sometimes Nityananda had been seen dancing in kirtan naked. Because he didn't notice he was not dressed. Don't imitate. But everyone now, no inhibitions. Kirtan, Lord Nityananda, Kijai. he just forgot himself. He was totally in ecstasy and he was chanting the name of Krishna and tears, foam, everything was falling from his transcendental, beautiful body. So he was known as Avadut. And sometimes his devotees, like Minaketam Ramdas, they were a little bit Avaduts. And not as much as Lord Nityananda, but they had some similar mood, a very joyful, very playful mood. So then what Minaketan Ramdas will do, he had been invited, he arrived, and he sat in one place, he was doing kirtan. He was doing kirtan and he was chanting loudly in ecstasy the name of Lord Nityananda. Maybe all together we can put energy. Chant, now let's chant together the name of Lord Nityananda with all our strength. Just shout it like anything. Nityananda! Again. Nityananda! Nityananda! We are doing it together because we cannot come close to what Minaketam Ramdas, he was chanting the holy name of Lord Nityananda like that. And everyone was, wow, what's amazed, what's this? He had so much feeling for Lord Nityananda. And he was dancing, very nice kirtan. Everyone was participating of the kirtan, looking at the kirtan. And then he sat. Some people were paying obeisances. He was also sometimes paying obeisances and sometimes he was slapping in the back the people. People would pay obeisances. He would slap them on the back. Like friendly and touching them. He had a flute. He was playing a flute. Sometimes he would slap them with the flute. He was an Avaduta. Sometimes he will kind of lying on the shoulders of the person who was paying obeisances. And then there was one pujari named Gunarnava Mishra. Gunarnava Mishra came. He passed by, he was doing puja. And he didn't pay attention to Minaketan Ramdas. He didn't want attention. He was in ecstasy. He was beyond everything. But he perceived that in this house, some people do not have respect, they do not have bhakti for Lord Nityananda. They think Lord Nityananda is an ordinary person. They think Lord Nityananda, he doesn't behave so nicely sometimes. And then they have a totally material vision. They don't see how Lord Nityananda is going to each and every person and bowing down before them like a golden mountain. Lochandas Thakur, if I remember well, is the author who describes Akrodha Paramananda, Nityananda, who never becomes angry, who offers obeisances to anyone and everyone in order to get them to chant the holy name of Krishna, who risks his very life for the benefit of each and every jiva. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, I have here some descriptions written by our great Acharya. If I am able to find it. No, it's another different one. I made one copy. Please show Nityananda, then the sheet will appear again. Nityananda! Continue. Nityananda! Nityananda! Here it is. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, the divine command of Sri Gaudrama Chandra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He writes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is an ocean of limitless transcendental rasa, who is the embodiment of all nectarian mellows, who is the ambrosia producing moon, attracting the Chakora bird minds of the Gaudiya devotees, who is the dear son of Mother Sachi, one day showed his mercy to all created beings by giving the following command to Sriman Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Haridas Thakur. As recorded in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda 13:8-10. Shuno shuno Nityananda shuno Haridas Sarvatra Marakya Kuroho Prakash Prati Gare Gare Gija Kuro Eibika Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Chika, Ikabai Arna, Boliba Bolaiba, Dinava Saneashi, Amare Kohiba. Listen, Nityananda. Shuno, Nityananda. Listen, Haridas, Shuno, Haridas. My command known everywhere. Go from house to house and beg from all the residents. So become a beggar. But what kind of beggar? What do we beg? Do not beg for money. We do not need money. We sometimes may ask some money for a project, but that's not the purpose of approaching people. Do not beg for money. Go from house to house and beg from all the residents. Please, make my command known everywhere. Go from house to house and beg from all the residents. Please chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and teach others to follow Krishna's instructions. Do not speak or cause anyone to speak anything other than this. So Nityananda Prabhu was bowing down to people and following the instructions of Lord Chaitanya. Minaketam Ramdas saw these people, they do not understand who is Nityananda Prabhu and his mission. So then he standed and he said, here I find the second Ramaharshan Sutta, who after meeting Lord Balaram, when Balaram entered the assembly in Naimisaranya, he didn't stood up and show respect to him. So, you know the story, many of you, Ramaharshan Sutta. Who was Ramaharshan Sutta? He was speaking in Naimisharanya. He was actually the father of Sutta Goswami, the speaker of the Bhagavatam, one of the speakers. And Ramaharshan Sutta, when Lord Balaram appeared, entered the assembly, he didn't offer respect to him. He didn't offer respect. God is coming, entering the assembly, and he doesn't offer respect. So, then what did Lord Balaram do? Some of you are indicating. He took a blade of kusha grass, and with a blade of kusha grass, give him, and he died. Can you imagine? You beat someone with a blade of kusha grass, and the person dies. Who can do that? Only God can do that. So, Minaketam Ramdas, he understood they are offending Lord Nityananda. In his mind, I don't care about offering respect, about getting respect. He was a servant of Lord Nityananda, but he could detect their mentality. But De Pujari, he was a nice devotee. He was not so aware, and he was worshiping the Lord, and he didn't get disturbed by the loud statement of Minaketam Ramdas. But then at the end, after the whole visit, he was about to leave, and then he had a meeting that Mahalakshmi Mataji mentioned, a meeting with the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj. Kaviraj Goswami was there, and the brother was there, and there was an argument. And the details are not given, what did he say, but the fact is that Minaketam Ramdas said, if you offer respect to these two brothers, Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are united. You cannot separate them. They are divine transcendental brothers. You cannot separate them. If you accept one, offer worship to one, and neglect the other, it is like applying the Ardha Kukuti Nyaya, the logic of half a hen. Half a hen is the very intelligent farmer, too intelligent. He says, okay, the hen has two parts, the beak and the bottom part. One is expensive, you have to pay in order to contribute to that part. And in the other part, you get the product, you get the eggs. So, very good, the intelligent farmer says, okay, chop off the head and keep the lower part. So one is doomed if one applies such a logic. So Minaketam Ramdas says, he's like such a logician. And then Kaviraj Goswami, actually, he argued in favor of Minaketam Ramdas to his brother. He said, no, he's right. You should listen to what this Vaishnava is saying. Listen to him. And then Minaketam Ramdas, he became angry because Kaviraj Goswami's brother was insulting Lord Nityananda. He broke his flute and he left the place. And Kaviraj Goswami says, since that very moment, my brother fell down from his spiritual life. No details are given, but something happened to the brother. And then he said, and because of the good quality of defending Lord Nityananda and supporting the glory of Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. If you'd like to ask any questions on whatever that has been spoken, or or make any comments, or you want to share something that inspires you about Lord Nityananda, something that you feel really thrilled when you hear about this particular pastime, is really inspires me. He wanted to show, to make it visible to everyone, he was taking from them that black energy. And he was taking it and he showed it in real color. Like TV, color TV, so it was color, real color. From golden to black. Yeah. Yes. But when we go to preach to Africa, we don't say that. We say, Krishna is black, we worship a black god. So we should... But it's mentioned like that, that we should be careful with how we... Especially nowadays. Especially with the history of the world where so much undue discrimination has been put on people with dark skin, so we should be sensitive to that. But yes, it's mentioned that.
In this song, the words about Lord Nityananda is kind of, I mean, I have heard two versions. The one version is that Nityananda, he doesn't discriminate because he's so intoxicated with the love of God. He just gives freely the mercy. But in this song, it's like,
yeah. Yes, he examines, but his examination is very merciful. Kaviraj Goswami describes him in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Kripa Avatara. Nityananda is Kripa Avatara, the avatar of mercy. And he describes he doesn't see bad in anybody. You can imagine. So his examination is very positive. So he sees that person is chanting the holy name of Krishna. He's giving mercy. Of course, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he reveals more, and he says we as practitioners should be careful. Like Nityananda Prabhu has established this marketplace of the holy name of the Lord. What we say was the currency we sank. What is the currency? Shraddha, faith. That's the currency. Forget the euro, the dollar, the pound. Forget all this. This is not the real currency to buy the real product. You cannot buy real product with that. You buy only superficial things. The real product can be bought only with Shraddha. This is the currency. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, please be careful. Are the pujaris ready? So I'll finish this and then we will go. We'll maybe take one or two more points and then we go ahead. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, but watch out. Sometimes people dishonest people, they make circulate around the market false currency. So we should be careful that we have at least something, some Shraddha, even if a little, but we should have some Shraddha. Because if we try to chant the holy name with false currency, then we will not be able to buy the real holy name. We will buy also a false holy name. We cannot cheat the holy name. So, therefore, perhaps that examination, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, This is the examination of Lord Nityananda. He's examining our faith. And if he sees even a little faith, he finds that spark. Come on, come, chant. Chant the holy name of Krishna even once. This is his approach. Chant even once. And especially he examines, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he examines the devotees, Adhikar. But whoever takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya is very dear by Lord Nityananda. There is this famous song in Bengal. This thing is popular, very popular. Baja Goranga, Kohalo, Baja Goranga, Kohalo Goranga, Loha Goranga, Manare, Jejana Goranga Baje, Seyeya Mar Pranare. Whoever chants the name of Gauranga, that person is my life and soul. This is Lord Nityananda chanting. So let's now chant the name of Gauranga for the pleasure of Lord Nityananda. Gauranga! 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 One last comment or question. It seems that pride and vanity is very strong. Pride and vanity is very strong. Even though such a learned scholar as Rama Harshan, the direct disciple of Srila Vyasadev, we read in the Bhagavatam, he wasn't trusted the Puranas. He was the speaker of the Puranas. There were many sages, but he wasn't trusted. But he forgot, he thought, I am the speaker, I don't need to pay respects to anybody. And Lord Balaram could detect, examining the heart of Ramaharshan Sutta, he could see there is something very serious there, something wrong. And he wanted also to teach a lesson for the future generations. He wanted to teach us, do not think that you are more than a servant. Even if you are serving as a teacher, you are a servant. A teacher is serving. A teacher is learning. So he wanted to teach that lesson. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The fact of sometimes you find some speakers when rather recordings open, when the Bhagavatam is being recited, because Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, you don't need to stop because it's Krishna is there already. So you are with Krishna, so you don't have to stop. But some speakers do not stop, some speakers stop. But it is more the consciousness. So yes, very good point. So it was his consciousness that was wrong, and Lord Balaram detected it, and then he corrected. And later on, Minaketam Ramdas, in the ecstasy of Lord Nityananda, and knowing the tattva of Lord Nityananda, and the Balaram tattva, he was remembering, he shouted aloud that situation, because he perceived what was going on in the house. So that was his way of expressing it. Very disinhibited way. No need of formalities. He just expressed it. He said it. So now let's take the opportunity to participate in this Abhishek of Sri Sri Gaura Nithai and offer our prayers. Let us pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda in this most auspicious day of his appearance. He is always Kripa Avatar, but especially today, he is especially merciful. It is the day of his descent. And let's also pray for each other. Please pray to Lord Nityananda to grant his mercy upon me, and I will pray for you also. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Ram ki jai. Shri Nityananda Virbhava Makotsava ki jai. Shri La Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.